So if you'd like to make yourselves comfortable lying down, take your time, find the best place for you, whether that's with your legs outstretched or with the legs bent or your legs elevated onto something if you prefer. You can use bolsters underneath the knees, eye pillows, sandbags or a heavy cushion underneath the navel, but there's no hurry, so take your time. As you settle, you may choose to have your specs on or off. And your arms in the best place for you. When we come to the end of this relaxation, you may like to carry on in relaxation, in which case just ignore all the cues for coming out. Settling down through the hips, the lower back, the shoulders, releasing the toes, the fingertips, softening the forehead, the scalp, finding space between the back teeth, the lips softly closed, with length in the neck, especially if you don't have something underneath the head, tuck the chin in slightly, so there's length in the neck. Bring your awareness to the breath, breath gently flowing. So in a moment I will ask you to repeat your affirmation 3 times. As before, it's as if you're planting a seed into fertile soil, sprinkling it with rainwater and a dose of sunshine. So now repeating your sankalpa, your affirmation 3 times to yourself. Coming back to breath, rotation of consciousness, bring your awareness to your right hand, right thumb, right index finger, right middle finger, right ring finger, right little finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, right side of the chest, right side of the waist, right hip, right thigh, knee, calf, shin, ankle, top of foot, sole of foot, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Whole right foot, right side of the body, right side of the body. Take your awareness to the left side of the body, left thumb, left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, left side of the chest, left side of the waist, left hip, left thigh, knee, calf, shin, sole of foot, top of foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Whole left foot, whole left side, whole left side. Bring the awareness to the back of the body. Right hip, left hip, right back of the waist, left back of the waist. Right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, space between the shoulder blades. Back of the neck, back of the head. Back of the body, crown of the head. The front of the body, the forehead. Right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, right eye, left eye, eyebrow centre, nose, tip of the nose, right cheek, left ear, top lip, bottom lip, teeth, tongue, gums, jaw, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of the chest, left side of the chest, and the centre of the chest, the tummy, pelvis, the whole front of the body, the whole body, whole body, whole body. The whole body breathing. Breath just gently going in and out. Bring the breath, the awareness to Muladhara, base of the spine. Breathe in through Muladhara and then out through Svadhisthana, the sacral. Breathing in Muladhara, breathing out Svadhisthana. Breathing in Muladhara, breathing out Svadhisthana. Breath in Svadhisthana. Breath out Manipura. Breath in Svadhisthana. Breath out Manipura. Breath in Svadhisthana. Breath out Manipura. Breath in Manipura, breath out Anahata. Breath in Manipura, breath out Anahata. Breath in Manipura, breath out Anahata. Breath in Anahata, breath out Vishuddhi. Breath in Anahata, breath out Vishuddhi. Breath in Anahata. Breath out Vishuddhi. Breath in Vishuddhi. Breath out Ajna. Breath in Vishuddhi. Breath out Ajna. Breath in Vishuddhi. Breath out Ajna. Breath in to Ajna. Breath out crown of the head. Imagining silver sprinkles showering over you. Each breath in Ajna, each breath out from the crown of the head. Imagining that beautiful pranic energy flowing over you. Then leaving the breath, having a sense of the body being really heavy. Really heavy, sinking down into the ground, heavy feet, heavy legs, heavy arms, heavy body, heavy head, whole body heavy. And then leaving the sense of heaviness, having a sense of lightness, light feet, light legs, light body, light arms, light head, as if you're floating just above the mat. Light as a feather, light as a feather. The chakra garden of jewels. Don't go outside your house to search for jewels. Don't even bother with that excursion, my friend. There are jewels inside yourself, precious, profound, and ready to be discovered. These jewels are just like flowers. Some are taking root. They are in the process of being fertilized and getting ready to sprout. Others are growing and budding, preparing to flower. There are also beautiful blooms inside, brimming with fragrance and lively vitality. Others are in a stage of decline, getting ready to retreat, recycle themselves, and naturally cycle back to the beginning. Like a bouquet of flowers, there are jewels within you. There is a sparkling ruby red jewel, and it's so stabilizing and protective. There is an orange carnelian jewel too. It lightens up your senses, creativity, and ability to feel. There is a beautiful amber jewel, radiating confidence, inner strength, and courage. There is an emerald jewel too. The glowing emerald green jewel is loving, forgiving, and kind. There's a bright sapphire blue jewel, shining with truth and sparks your creativity. There is an amethyst glowing inside that awakens your intuition and shows you the big picture. There is a crystal clear diamond shining with spirit, connecting the holy ones with you. Don't go outside to search for jewels. Don't bother with that excursion, my friend. There are jewels inside yourself waiting to be discovered, polished and ready to beam beautifully. So then it's time to come back to your Sankalpa. And now repeating the Sankalpa as if it's a field full of golden wheat, all come to ripeness, to fruition. Repeating it now 3 times to yourself. And gently taking some deeper breaths. The sound of the breath, sounds within your space, and sounds beyond your space. Then gently starting to think about the sensations of the body on the ground, sensations of clothes and air on your skin. And then eventually thinking about the sensation of movement, tips of toes and tips of fingers. Perhaps taking the tongue around the mouth. Maybe gently taking the head from one side to the other. Ankles and wrists. And you might like to have a little stretch. You might like to draw the knees in towards the body. Eventually, perhaps just gently rolling over to one side if that feels like a good thing for you to do. And then eventually, just gently bringing yourselves up to sitting. If you'd like to practice palming, then do so, rubbing those hands together briskly, creating warmth, cupping them over the closed eyes when you're ready, and allowing those eyes to blink open to that warm, dark space, and then let the light very gently trickle through.